And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. Current federal law means financial institutions cannot do business within the state's new medical marijuana industry. Oklahoma Credit Union Association President Nate Webb says that needs to change.
If there are not traditional legitimate banking services available, the money will flow somehow. And to be able to provide these services is, a public safety issue, among other things.
That will take federal legislation. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions rescinded the Obama administration's guidelines to essentially leave businesses alone in states where marijuana is legal. And budget amendments keep the Justice Department funding from being spent on prosecuting state legal marijuana businesses. But that must be renewed each year. As the Southeast deals with Hurricane Michael, residents in Blackwell are dealing with massive flooding of their own. Rising waters brought on by this week's rains have hit the Kay County town hard, with more rain in our forecast. Remember the Washington State man whose behavior forced a Delta Airlines flight to divert to Tulsa earlier this year? Well, he's now been sentenced to 3 months probation and ordered to pay the airline $9,100. Tulsa officials are in Columbus, Ohio, getting ideas for improving the city. Tulsa Regional Chamber President and CEO Mike Neal says the firm developing Tulsa's Arena Master District is headquartered there.
And they've done Columbus's Arena District Master Plan, so we're looking for similarities there and see what they've done and how they've implemented their plan.
Tulsa's Arena District Master Plan is in the late stages. Design firm MKSK is proposing some bold moves, like redeveloping or demolishing the Page Belcher Federal Building to better connect the BOK and convention centers. Well, it appears Ardmore will be getting a new veterans center. The state has already announced plans to move the center at Tallahena to another city. Oklahoma has 7 veterans facilities. A big house fire overnight damages a home just northwest of 41st and Yale. No one was hurt. The fire department says the blaze appears to have started in the kitchen. Our weather forecast: sunshine and cool, 59 for a high today. Increasing clouds overnight with rain and a low of 50. Right now, clear and 45. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.